Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Hey, 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 what's going on, y'all? Welcome to 219 to talk. On a big old Thursday night, we live here in Texas, home of the everything. It's hot as all out.
Oh, my God. I about to fall out.
Yeah,
about
it's hot. It's hotter than four fat women in the closet.
Eating bologna.
With a feast. Eat bologna.
Smell like sand.
ML says fatter than four fat women in a Ford Festiva going down 95 with no air conditioning in the car.
Yay! Oh my God.
Oh, man, it's just, man, these people down here going crazy, man, fighting and shooting and doing all kind of dumb stuff. That's why I stay at home, you know what I'm saying? If the corona don't kill them, the bullets will.
That is. Mary B, what's going on, mama?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today?
We good, mom. What's up, LB?
Go ahead, Mary B. Tell us what's going on with you, girl.
Okay. Nothing much, you guys. We're doing it's over 100 degrees here in San Antonio with us, so we're trying to stay inside.
We're going to hug you.
Other than that, ain't nothing else going on.
Yeah, go hug you one of my air conditioners. That's what I do.
All the time.
Cuddle up with an AC unit somewhere.
That's what we've been doing.
Just cuddle up with your AC unit somewhere and bear with it. It ain't gonna last
forever.
Wait a minute, I ain't heard nothing from LB. Is he there?
Is LB on the line?
LB?
Where LB at?
Okay.
Well, I guess not.
Oh, there it is.
He on there. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Oh, he on there. Hold on. Okay. That's him. What's up, LB?
I'm saying y'all got me on mute and everything. Y'all just gonna mute a brother like that? How you gonna mute a real brother like that? What's going on?
Hey, man.
First of all, you calling in from a foreign number. Who supposed to know?
Oh, this is, you know, this one. You know, I got two phones.
You got all these old secret squirrel numbers you got. Like you're a private investigator. We ain't no bill collectors. You ain't got to use secret numbers with us.
What'd you say, Ray?
That money got incognito.
Yeah, incognito.
What's up, people? What you got going on?
Man, up here chilling in the SA town. Is that what we call it, SA town? I don't know what it's called. But anyway, we just chilling, you know. We out here chilling.
That's
good. Well, I am happy to be on the air with you guys. I miss y'all so much. Y'all need to head out to Houston.
Yeah.
Trainer Ray.
Hey.
I need you on the I-10 by 10.
By
10. Yeah, you need to be on I-10
by 10.
You need to
be
right
what?
Up in
there
the again? It comes. Huh?
Okay.
You need me on what?
I-10 by 10. Yeah. Yeah. Get
you
your mind.
I-10 by 10.
Yes, sir.
When you need me on I-10?
ASAP. As soon as possible.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Hey, we getting ready for that mixer. It's that mixer coming up. you know, get things all started. Got their hand sanitizer, got some masks, you know what I'm saying? But it's time to get back. Yeah, it's time to get back to business. Ain't nobody got time to be playing with Corona. Corona just took over. We let Corona control everything. But I'm putting
out playing no game.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and serve some paper to Corona.
Yeah,
you
got
to
get out of
town. Yeah, you got to go and get out of
town. But I just want y'all to know that Queenie and I celebrated our first day we met. Anniversary. This past week, we celebrate all the little bitty things. It don't have to be nothing major in our
congratulations,
relationship.
Y'all.
Oh,
congratulations.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's so sweet.
Whatever. But anyway, we just like to celebrate each other. You know, because we enjoy.
So, if
we
don't do that, let's talk about it.
Right,
we got to talk about it. Talk about the first day y'all met.
We both had.
I said you can put it out there. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the first day y'all met. What happened?
Well, what happened was I went in the kitchen and made up the sweet potato pies. I went in there and fried. Did I do the fish and the shrimp and all that for you? Yeah, she wanted seafood, so she had I had some shrimp in there big as my thumb. And some good fried fish, some salad.
He made me some ambrosia salad. My God.
And homemade sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
She had all that for anniversary.
Now, I couldn't eat it all at one time.
You got to eat it in spells. You can't eat all that mess.
Yeah, you
got to. You can't. I just have a tendency that when I go inside the kitchen, I lose my mind in there. And
he think he cooking for 15 people.
Y'all start cooking up everything. Then have to call everybody over to come eat it up.
Yeah, it's sad.
And get it out of here.
Sad.
But hey, man, that's life.
Hey, what's going on, Ray, out there? How mama do?
Oh, man, mama doing good. It's just sitting back. You know, I just be sitting back chilling, listening to the news, you know. The day before yesterday, they was over here shooting over here in the area I was in. I wouldn't know it but after I left. But then again, yesterday they were fighting over there in the same area. So, you know, it's the corona making people go crazy. That's all. Corona's going to shake you one way or the other. They're going to shake you by your lung system, pulmonary, or they're going to shake you by your brain because half of them tripping. They're out here shooting at folks and doing dumb stuff.
Y'all got gangsters down there in Mississippi, y'all.
Man, ain't got no. These old wanks of these dudes ain't going to fight none. Ain't going to let none die. These little dudes. I wish they would. It's mainly these little youngsters. They ain't got nothing better to do. They walk around with
you.
I watched one around here the other day. He got a pistol in his pocket, but the clip's so long, he can't even hide the pistol because it's hanging out the pocket. Somebody told me, they said they must have to have all them bullets. They said they don't need that many bullets to kill people. I said, you do if you can't shoot.
You can't shoot. Yeah.
You do if you can't shoot.
Let's start off tonight with Mary B. Mary B, what topic you got for us tonight?
I have a separate topic, but I do want to say, because I know when we were talking about the mask and y'all were talking about robberies, I was in the gas station the other day, and this guy, I guess the line was too long for him because, you know, you got to be 6 feet apart, and it was like three of us. He just left with his 24-pack of Bud Light. But I just wanted to let you know, those masks are hiding people's faces.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
So people are getting away with it. But my topic was on music because everyone has been doing, like, the verses. And I wanted to see, because we had already talked about, who was it? Oh, DMX. Remember the last time?
Yeah,
we're not going to go there.
Right.
We're not going to go there. We're going to leave it up. But I want to see everyone. I want everyone to pick their favorite, like of their favorite two artists that are all of the that are of the same genre. Who would you want to see battle? It doesn't matter of what time period. Now, a versus.
Now, what you mean by battle? You talking about like what you mean battle?
Hit for hit, song for song.
Oh wow. Come back to me. Go ahead, James.
Okay.
Well, so you can't. I can't. I'm. Who?
That's a you two.
Say it again. Say it again.
Earth, Wind, and Fire versus the Bar K.
Okay.
That'll hold you right there. That'll hold y'all. I'm telling my age, but that'll hold y'all.
Well, I just want you to tell me who the
Bar K's is. You know what I'm talking about?
But don't even do that. Just tell me who they are.
You got Google. You ain't got no feeling not knowing who.
I know who Earth, Wind, and Fire is. Who's the other one? Who did you say?
You don't know who the
Bar K's is? Uh-oh, who said that? I knew it was Race. Right, who was the Bar K's?
Bar K's is an old school singing group.
I never heard of them.
Name a song that they sing.
Don't make me do that. I don't know names. I don't do names. I can't do titles for nothing in the world. I can tell you a title of a new artist.
Okay, so we researching it now. Okay, come on, LB, who you want to see battle?
Yo,
Mary B.
Done
made a request. Come on with it.
It would never happen. I know it would never happen, but it would be nice if we could dig up Pac and Biggie and have them battle.
Pac and who?
Pac and Biggie.
Oh, wee man. Baby, he say Pac and Big.
Never happened.
To me, that's too. To me, I'm going to be honest. Pac and Biggie are two different genres. That's two different genres. Who is that?
Okay.
Oh, they spoke.
Hey. Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there it is now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. So that's Funk and who did you say? Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I got you two songs. Two people.
Okay, all right. So that battle. We feel that battle. Okay. So we got JD's battle. Okay, we got LB's battle, which I say that Tupac and Biggie. Biggie was not to me a gangster rapper. Somebody go ahead and say what you want to say. To me, he wasn't a gangster rapper. To me, he was, I'm a big boy who have sex with all the ladies and pop out. No, he wasn't a gangster rapper. But he still was a different genre than
I love Tupac.
Tupac
so I
was always kicking wisdom and songs that make you think about what you're doing. Biggie was about how much money he got, baby. That's what he's about.
Okay,
Ray,
it's
your turn. We're gonna be in concert after the show go off. Me and my baby gonna be in concert. So, Ray,
Isaac Brothers and Frankie Beverly and Mates.
Oh my!
I know both of them. Yeah, I know those. I know those.
What you say, Mary B?
And I actually know those, so that's good.
Well, you got to understand.
I know who both of them are.
Frankie Beverly and Maze ain't made an album in 25 years, almost 30 years. For real. Frankie ain't bought out a new album in almost 25 years.
Uh-huh.
But
he still doing it.
Look at California.
Yeah.
That came out in the 80s. And you got to understand. the Isley Brothers still making new music today.
Still making.
Yeah, Mr. Big
yeah.
still
he's
making
right.
new music. Isley Brothers started making music in the 60s.
And he's still dying his house.
In Teaneck, New Jersey.
Oh, could you imagine if Roy Isley skipped his shy date?
Girlhood, that is crazy. He should have died more often than he took his medicine.
You know that old lady on Penny Proud? That's how her looks like.
Yeah, exactly. That boy is firm and sure in his eye. So you can forget it. He's not missing no firm
no
hair or hair dye.
Is it
no, you ain't gonna look like this.
Huh?
He bought all the perms and dyes. He bought them all out. He got a whole closet full of everything.
He's got
a
one of them days.
Not now.
Oh, he got a warehouse.
Not now.
All the same
underwear
he wear and all the perms he wear.
Okay, let me hit the gospel
jugger.
In gospel,
love
I okay.
Hold up. Somebody feeling themselves.
Somebody go first. Go ahead.
LB, you might be in trouble tonight.
Uh-oh.
That's that. You know, I'll be saying, touch me, baby. That boy going to say, dark and lovely, drive me crazy.
Lord, have mercy, I'm going into the gospel genre to represent. I would like to see Yolanda Adams battle, what's that girl name that sing, oh my God, Leandria Johnson.
Oh, Leandria Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be wow.
What about
because both of their voices are amazing.
She got no power. Yeah. Hezekiah needs to battle, what's his name? Lord have mercy.
Donnie McClurkin.
No, he wouldn't win with Donnie. Donnie will get that. See, Donnie McClurkin is like the John Legend of gospel. Glory. Somebody from the Sword of Christ. Donnie McClurkin got that. How it is. He, you know, you can't battle Donnie McClurkin. You go to sleep.
He's your favorite way from Mike. We don't need all this falling out of here.
And that brother Marvin, fat face, soon as he say, never will make it.
It's over.
Yeah. Whoever he battles.
Somebody hit him like him and Kurt Franklin. Yeah, you never would have made it.
Look, my niece was singing the song, you know, it's part of the song. Okay. He saw the best in me.
Yeah.
She say, he saw a mess in me. And then she say, and what did he see? A mess.
Because
she a mess.
Hey, y'all leaving out my boy, though. Y'all leaving out, what's his name? I can't, the light skinned big fella.
Fred Hammond.
Golly, I had it on top of my head.
Well, you got me going through every big light skinned gospel singer, and I can't think of it.
If I can get the song out of my head, I can't think of it.
Sing the song.
I had to come back. I'm trying to think of it. Where he do all the hollering and.
Grant Allen.
That's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all leave my boy, Grant Allen.
Grant Allen,
a beast.
Oh, how I love the name.
Oh, he says,
and then it's over. He ain't even saw no word.
All the lights cut off.
In the church. He say, and somebody say the doors of the church are open.
Rance Allen, that's my boy.
Oh my God.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
He's a prince of God.
Yeah,
Rance Allen is like the Luther of God.
No, Rance ain't Luther, cause Rance is like, see, because Prince be over there talking about, you know, all that. That's Prince. Luther is more of
a chair is still a chair.
Oh, let's do duet. Who would be good to see in a duet? Mary B, you done started some, girl. Who would be good to see in a duet?
You talking about gospel or R&B?
Hey, mash them all together. I don't care what you're under.
Okay, let's see.
Because I want to see Patti LaBelle sing with Red Talent.
See Patti LaBelle sing with who?
Rance Allen.
Oh, I love Patti LaBelle. Can it be dead or alive?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. They'll come back for the battle. They'll get up out the grave for it. There ain't no battle.
I want to hear a duet with Mahalia Jackson and Mary J. Blige.
We all going to listen. Let me tell you, baby, both of them. Now, oh, I got to tell you something about that combination. If they were to sing a duet, people would be crying, mad, fed up,
sad.
They
didn't want to leave their man.
By the time they finish singing, they're going to do a prenup, do they will, and get life insurance. I promise.
Marvin Gaye and Beyonce.
Oh, this would be beautiful.
Marvin Gaye and Beyonce.
That's a million. You gotta say, I don't care. Nobody sounds like Beyonce.
Oh, okay, on the slow song. Okay, you had to bring it. Because, see, when people say Beyonce, all I hear is that.
Because she
a couple of Beyonce.
I'm talking about the slow song Beyonce with a Marvin Gaye ballad.
Yeah, because she sung with Luther, and it was
good.
Like
to
see her and Marvin.
Ooh, that was
Gail LaVert and Kelly Cooley.
Y'all gotta remember, Beyonce is the same one who did Etta James. Y'all remember how she sang them slow songs at Etta James? How she redid Etta James?
Yeah.
Think about that, Beyonce and Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, she can't act or nothing.
No, but
sang
she,
it.
But that's real.
She can sing.
She made
Etta
man. She redid Etta stuff better than she did. Etta was mad.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, little helper.
Helper.
You know how
the old
people call you
Helper. Yeah, they
Helper.
Okay. What you got for us, Ray? I mean,
who
is it? Is it Ray or LB?
LB.
Yo, you know what I want to see in the duet? I just want to know what the song would be called. I don't even care about them singing together. I just want to know what the song would be called if Michael Jackson and R. Kelly did a song together.
Okay. First of all, LB, turn your mic up because you low, but I heard that combo. Now, let's see. R. Kelly.
Ain't no way.
And Michael Jackson. But wait a minute. Which Michael and which R. Kelly? Sage R. Kelly? Is it the 12?
Five Piper.
Or
is it the back door?
Five Piper. But they're in the studio in the prison. So both of them meet in jail. Hey, yeah, they're doing a mixtape. Mix them together
and put them in the same cell.
Oh, my Lord. Let's move on. Oh, I feel you, LB. That was a good one. As soon as you said it, I heard happy people. And I heard ABC. And I was done. Then after I heard that, I heard 12 ways. And I'm back. So I don't know. It's so many combinations with that Michael Jackson and Robert. Okay. What other combo can we think of? You know what? Enough of that foolishness. I want to talk about some ghetto shenanigans. Because it's getting hot outside, and me and my husband been seeing some foolery. I want to know if anybody else has seen anything.
Hey, I got some ghetto shenanigans I want to talk about. It's starting to get warm, and you got some girls down here with the same size shorts on. They do masks. They mask and they shorts the same damn size already. I don't know what the hell they're gonna do when they get hot for real. But some of these girls are less than shorts, they ain't got no business in. That's all I'm saying. I know big legs in this year, but look at here. You want to have some discretion and some disparity for me.
I'm not saying I got a problem with thickness. I'm just saying that if I go in a store and a can of biscuits is busted open, I'm not buying.
Okay. My thing is this. Your mask and your shorts can't be the same size.
It can't be the same size.
You need to cover something up and you some of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just talking about.
Okay.
I want to make a comment right now. I just want to clear the air. I want everybody to know because I just looked at a post that Mary B put up, and then one of her friends commented something about it's going to be a hot girl summer. I want y'all to know she's getting married this summer. Her hot girl summer days are over with. They're done. They went bye-bye. A long time ago. Ain't no hot girl summer going on out here.
Wait a minute. Let me lean on this one. Ooh, let me get the tea. So you mean to tell me Mary B trying to have a hot girl summer?
My hot girl summer was supposed to be 2018, and then I met him, so I just gave up on it. But my friends wanted me to have a hot girl summer.
Hey, LB, you supposed to support her in her dream, babe.
It's going to be a hot girl summer right here in this house.
Hey, right, LB has spoken.
LB has put his foot down.
Baby, and go get it chopped off as soon as he get off the couch.
I can't believe he said that.
Hey, man, listen. Man can't run
I'll be inside all
run
summer.
Huh?
I'll be inside all summer.
Girl, you better not.
Need some parental advisory around here.
Oh,
man. And I didn't even say anything. That was my friend that said it.
Okay, everybody get quiet. Everybody get quiet. Shh. Everybody hush. This is a test. This is only a test. Of the emergency broadcast of the My Gospel Soul Broadcasting System. This is only a test.
Yeah. I think that's so mad.
You better not test LB.
Let me find out.
This is not a test.
This is not a test.
This is not a test.
LB, right?
say, Ray?
Better not test LB gangster. That boy said he put that gangster on there.
Oh my god.
Hey man,
okay,
B, you might want to go take that. You might want to go take that post down.
Take it down.
Tell your friend don't come in. Say, do not come in. Please do not come in.
A shame and a disgrace.
I'm gonna have to go get me a van, get it wrapped with my gospel soul, 219, and I'm showing up with video cameras, and microphone. I'm getting the whole thing on tape.
I'm not putting the cheaters.
Hey,
we're
trying to keep Mary B
straight
and safe.
Ain't that
some mess? Hey, Mary B, we're trying to keep you straight
and
safe. This time. How about that?
Thank you.
That's what we want.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, let's see. Who got a topic? You got a topic, JD?
Always got topic.
What's your topic? Let's get on
with
it. Black love.
Black
love.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to talk about the fact that after 25 years of being divorced, I finally got it right.
Okay.
Yeah, I found me a little short little.
Were you divorced for 25 years or you were single for 25 years?
I was divorced for 25 years. I was single for 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got 5 years
to divorce? No, 3 years to divorce. I was single for.
Uh-oh.
I was divorced for 25 years. I was single for 28.
I got
you.
You
understand?
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's simple math.
Go ahead, then.
Okay. You need to Google something. I'm just asking. But anyway, Ray. Sometimes you gotta walk them through it slow. Well, that some numbers take them too fast sometimes. Even though that one number, the differential of three.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Loretta on the line later.
But anyway, finally got it right. I tell people all the time, when you dealing with somebody, find somebody who's sick and tired of getting it wrong just as much as you are, and then it might work out for you. Because I found somebody who was sick and tired of getting the wrong too.
That's right.
And lo and behold, we started working at this thing and making it work. It wasn't always a smooth sail, but it wasn't that rough either, I must admit.
Okay, so from my side of the story.
Uh-oh.
Hey, y'all think that I will commit suicide like LB be doing? You got me dead. I had to pull the with my husband, and I will sign off on it and get it notarized.
That'll be committing suicide.
What'd you say?
That
LB commits suicide every time.
Oh, he jump off. And watch him walk to the edge of that cliff and jump. We just I watch him walk to the edge of that cliff every week and jump with no parachute. I'm like, what?
No hesitation, either. No hesitation.
No hesitation.
Yeah,
you
know,
man. He jumped so fast, you don't have time to catch
him. Oh, my God.
I'm like, uh-oh, he ain't got no shoes. He ain't got
right,
no shoes. He gone.
That's all right, LB. I love you, LB. I love you.
And he landed on the rock down there, Ray, and get up and just
earlier.
Up there.
Yeah, you got to. You got to dust yourself off and try again. Ain't that what, what somebody said? Aaliyah?
Aaliyah, dust yourself off and try.
Yeah, she just so R. Kelly off.
Huh. He can't dust that off.
No. Okay, now back to Black Love. What
I
want to say about
earlier,
Black
though.
Love, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful thing when Black marriages work, you know, or when the two people in the relationship have made the commitment to make it work, you know, regardless, because it's already hard enough if you bring in two personalities together, you know. I think that with God as that third person in your relationship, you know, it makes a difference.
Well,
not everybody. not everybody that marrying each other is supposed to be together. And that's one of the hardest things to accept when we are out here picking mates. Okay? Some of us don't understand why it's chaotic, why I'm so miserable, why it's, 'cause you picked them. You got to let God lead and guide and direct you so that you can get attached to the right person. Or you will be tormented. Okay? Now, since we're on that, I got a question for everybody. I got a question. Do you believe, like, say for instance, you find the love of your life. Do you think that if that loved one passed away, that you can find a second love of your life?
You would pick me up. That right there, that depends. I mean, well, you could. It's possible that you can find somebody that was just like that love of your life that left. But they're not going to be 100% to what you was expecting from the past that's gone to what you got now. Because the one you pick now, there's going to be something about her that or that mate that that doesn't jive or that doesn't reflect your last love, because it's gonna be everything. If that's your the one that passed, if that was your perfect love, that means she's flawless, and everything she's done has been just the relationship you had. Everything has just been perfect. But to find a second one, I think it's possible, but I don't think it's gonna be 100% the way you want it.
Now, do you think that? Because I'm listening to what you say, but don't you think, it's a little difficult. So is it okay to carry all of the stuff from that, carry it over to somebody else? Okay.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be, because sometimes what you saw in the last one, you try to push it off on the other one, which could cause problems.
Right.
Because the other one might not want to see things the way you saw the things you were doing in the past or that person was doing in the past. So when you go to push those issues and that person don't do those issues or don't do what you wanted them to do as far as what your past used to do, it's going to become an issue because you're going to be forcing it.
I think that if you can't begin a new life with a person, all of you, because that's like saying I'm gonna settle for you, because I can't have my
who really want.
Y'all are going off on
the one person in the world.
But that's my point.
That you would be compatible.
That's my point.
But I don't think God designed it like that, to be honest with you. I think there may be multiple people that you could fit with. I mean, now you may lose your mate here, and the person that's compatible may be in West Africa somewhere, and you'll never run into them. But they may be in Ethiopia or Tanzania or they may be in Australia, but you live in Austin, Texas. You ain't gonna never run into them, that person. Now, you may run into somebody with similar characteristics and character of the person that you met before, and you may be able to develop something with that person. You will never have an identical relationship to the one that you have.
Yeah, so this is my question was, do you think it's possible? After you found the love of your life,
right,
and they passed away,
right,
is it possible that God could give you, that you could find the love of your life again?
You may have to travel to Tanzania.
Or they might be right next door.
They could be.
If you're lucky.
But I doubt it. But I'm just saying.
That happened with my cousin.
I never know. I mean, I think that it's a lot to deal with faith and God's time.
Yeah. marry you. Because they can't get over the first.
Corella ain't never married nobody else.
That's true.
Them bitches married to Martin Luther King.
Oh, don't start with me, JD. Don't you start with me. I'm over here sitting here minding my business.
Who in the hell
can
you go to marry? Ain't nobody after Martin Luther the King. There ain't nobody else.
First of all, you fish eyed.
Nobody married. Nobody.
I'm gonna tell you this. Check them out. I'm talking. When Clee Owens passed away.
Clee Owens is ready to go because of you.
Let me finish my story. Your bootleg.
Clee Owens might have jumped. That's still under investigation.
Ooh, your mama didn't raise her right. Shut your mouth when grown folks talk.
Since
you asked me, I want to tell you about my love and my life. Do you ever stop talking? I just want to tell y'all, hey, LB. Yeah, this is over.
What's going on?
I ain't LB. Maybe I'm not flirting.
It's okay.
Just
I love you.
Close your mouth. Plus, take your lips off and look at them. Watch what you say to me. Take your lips off and look at it. Maybe that'll give me time to get out of what I need to say. Now, back to Cleo. My Lord. Cleo was the love of my life. Back in
19...
How did y'all get this young man on this radio show? How you get him on this little box? Y'all need to go back to HR or whoever it is, to the human resources,
HR,
and see if you can find somebody else. I got a complaint. I'm trying to
understand why you thought Cleo was gonna be alone and Cleo older than Birdside.
Cleo has had some good years on the show.
Cleo was with the middle school with those though.
Why you trying to waste all my time on the show? I want to be on the broadcast.
Go ahead.
We love you, Miss Loretta.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. And I was seeing your pictures on the book, the Insta book. Jesus. And girl, you is beautiful. I saw you. You had the little 219 to talk across your picture.
Thank you.
What generation you was raised in? Cause they didn't give you, since the God gave a Billy Goat. You on my nerves, Jesus! I just want to share. No, Cleophas stayed in the room all the time because Cleophas was high. He worked all his life. He was a good man. He worked all his life. Now, let me tell you about, we're talking about love tonight. And Cleophas.
He packed his bag first, then went to go see Jesus. The travel agent came and got him. And he left it.
J.D.
To get away from you.
J.D., you hurt my feelings. J.D. You go too far. You go too far. Ray.
Now, JD, you have to leave Miss Loretta alone now. Not too much with Miss Loretta.
Ray.
If I don't do nothing else, I'll leave her alone.
Ray to Ray. He over here hurting my feelings. Train to Ray. You know, all I want to do is share a little bit about Cleo.
Might do like
Cleo. Cleo used to work out Train to Ray. He wore them biking tights. And with
years old,
yeah, look, the little spandex biking tight.
Them was spandex, them was a truck diaper. That wasn't no damn spandex. Them was a truck draws. Them poems, or whatever they call them things.
And JD, you on my dirt.
I'm just saying.
JD. I'm about to hit you with my pocketbook. I'm about to hit you with my pocketbook, JD. I'm tired of it.
We got 6 feet between us. Respect
social distance.
You can't reach that,
though. I social distance you. I was social distance. 6 feet under.
My ball and weed game is on point.
You know what? I'm out.
Let me back up.
Turn the other cheek, Miss Loretta.
You're right, Mary B. You always saying something sweet. You're
Mary B,
so Cleophas was a good man. Black love. You know, I hear the young folks say today, Mary B, I hear the young folks say that black lives matter, but really black love matters. Oh, I remember back in the day, you know, we had songs that we sung to each other, you know, we serenaded each other and everything, and we bought flowers for our mates, and we bought chocolates and stuff for one another, you know. We ate romantic dinners around the dinner table and talked to each other and cared about. We cared about.
Y'all ain't sounding like this, so there wasn't no electricity, though. You know what? Yeah. I was like you were doing this because of the romance. You couldn't see if you didn't have no kind of like that. Loretta, we know you older. You and Miss Jane played hopscotch together, Emma.
What did you say, Harry?
Tell
me. You know you played hopscotch with Miss Jane.
Shut your mouth talking about Jane. Shut your mouth. It's disrespect. It's all right. I'm going to call Mary. I'm going to tell her. I'm going to say your son disrespect me on his little broadcast. You give your children, a little power, and you just don't know what to do with them. Just a mess. But Satan, the Lord rebuked you.
Look here, we're gonna get off the myth of medicine. She's been cutting it in half again, trying to make it last. Them people not in the telegram supposed to take this.
Love is in love. A lesson, you give it away.
You need to get in love with your medicine. That's what you need to find
out. See you later, LB. Love you. Love your trainer, Ray.
All right. Take care.
Cleophas, he used to wear the biking tights, and he used to do the soul cycle soul. That's what y'all call it. But we had the stationary bike.
He over there prostate problem. He didn't have no biking tight.
Yes, he did. I remember what he had on. He had biking tight toe, and he had a fanny pack, and he had
There was that prostate. That wasn't no fanny pack. It probably looked like a fanny pack, but that was a prostate problem. Don't even play like that.
I'm out.
Bye, Mr. Retta. We'll see you next week. Y'all, hold on right quick. Queen, if you right back. She had to run to the red for a while, Ms. Loretta was in here. But here she comes. Queen Anne, did you hear Ms. Loretta?
Yeah, and you were very rude to her.
Man, I was not. Ms. Loretta is out of her mind.
We're going to move on. Because you're going to get us. Jesus going to deal with you. He's going to deal with you.
I heard.
Go ahead.
No, never mind. Go ahead. Do your thing.
No, go ahead, Trey. Go ahead.
No.
Somebody go ahead.
I was going to say something. JD said he was 112, said he was little. She said he had on biking shorts with them flapping like flags.
They were loose fit biking shorts. All they were tight on was his prostate. Okay, right over the
prostate. Somebody said, did they look in his yearbook and see what Jesus wrote?
I can't deal with y'all. Y'all are lying. Let me talk about Miss Loretta.
Miss O'Reilly just trying to be a part of y'all crew. And y'all, look how y'all.
My man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's been sitting on my mind.
And it's supposed to be on the radio.
My God. Ain't nothing wrong with letting somebody have a chance. There ain't nothing wrong with
them
that.
Hey, Mary
B.
Like
Mary B.
Them back in tight like parachute pants.
Yes.
Mary B. Don't laugh at them, Mary B. She just trying to be a part of the show. That's all.
I'm sorry, my bad. Let me stop.
Are you
right? Anybody got any more topics?
Well, I'm just gonna say this, and it's basically not a topic. It's just like a subject, and we always talk about Black lives. And I used to be a part of a group a long time ago, and they had a creed or a saying when they started, and it always said something like, "We believe that the future is what we make it. That we have a responsibility for the quality of our lives. If we are to become successful, we must unite on the basis of a common truth, organize within a progressive social order, and become inspired by a common set of ideas. And the time to begin is now." And
that's powerful. I wish you brought it up earlier.
That's a big thing. And when we used to come in together, we used to always say that, because there's a bunch of Black guys, you know, we had a group together, and it needs to be a part of what life now, like the Black guys now, or the men, young men, need to understand. They out here doing all this dumb stuff, shooting, killing over dumb stuff, and they don't understand they are powerful. Blacks are powerful. If they unite and come together,
they
we can be a very powerful race.
Yes.
I just wanted to throw that out there. If anybody's listening, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, or whoever listens to it, we need to understand that we need to come together as Blacks and unite, because we could be a very powerful race.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
We really need to come together and unite because there's too much going on.
We got Breonna Taylor.
We got Ahmaud Arbery. We got too much going on with, well, they're killing us. Why are we killing each other?
Right.
Let me explain something to both of you, younger Black men. The scariest thing to a white America is the fact that the scariest thing to them is that it's so many more of us. We're called the minority, but we actually are the majority. Brown and Black people are the majority of the people on the earth. Now, the worst thing that a white person wants to see us do is get organized and work together.
Right.
That scares the hell out of white America. That is what scared them so much in the late 60s and early 70s. That's why they had to start a systematic dissolving of the Black family unit, because Black people were the Black family was a threat in the United States. A strong Black family, united, raising children and educating their children, was a threat to white society, because they started seeing us being organized, and they scared the hell out of them. That's why they had to get rid of Martin Luther King, and they had to get rid of Malcolm X. Both of those guys had too much organization power. So those two movements had to be extinguished.
And the Black Panther Party started off
with
great unity,
exactly.
And then, you know, it went.
What they did was they assassinated Martin, they assassinated Malcolm, and then they criminalized the Black Panther.
Yeah.
So they extinguished them too. But see, thing was, the Black Panthers was a big organization. So instead of, they couldn't target one person.
Yeah.
So they had to criminalize the entire movement.
Yeah.
So that's why they had a roundup of all of the leaders of the Black Panthers and criminalized them and got rid of the Black Panther Party at that time. So that's where they came from. But the worst thing we can do in white folks' eyes is organize and come together.
Okay, Ray, what was you saying?
Well, I was going to say, I understand that, but what we need to do is unite.
Mm.
Because, and I know it scares them, but that's a good thing. Because if we start
right.
to unite, which would be an issue because they're going to try to lock us away, run us off, or do whatever, assassinate the whoever the head top dog is, whatever. But all this stuff that's going on, they still jumping on us, beating us, shooting us, killing us, doing whatever. And the bad part about this is blacks will stand around and video it and not
yeah.
stop it.
Instead of doing something about it. Right.
And that's
but
bad
we,
because
you have to understand something.
It's bad
right.
because
that's
I even seen
that.
One. Somebody posted one a few days ago. I don't know how long it was, but it was four white guys and they had a dog and they jumped on this black guy and they put the dog on him too. But black people was videoing it and nobody jumped in and did anything. Everybody on the radio, you can hear them talking, talking about, oh man, look at that man, they put the dogs on it. But everybody talking about it, but ain't nobody did nothing. I'm sorry to say, I'm not an evil person. I don't go out doing crazy stuff. I can't stand up there and just let you watch you jump
on. No, okay, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna give me a good piece of hickory stick or something, and
yes,
we'll get a lot of them in that y'all.
Yes, Lord.
I'm just
because
being honest,
we
I
need
am.
To unite. We need to unite as blacks and start right. doing things
the
and
fact.
stop recording all this foolishness.
Right. But, you know, I tell people all the time, the reason why white people treat us so bad because we treat each other so bad.
We treat each other bad. You right. You absolutely right.
You can't get four black dudes to go in on a 9-piece of chicken without an argument getting started.
Without somebody arguing. You right.
Yeah, because that one extra priest, now the cat who arguing over it may not be hungry no more, but he going to be mad because he paid the tax on the box of chicken. So he figured he entitled to the other piece, even though another brother is still hungry, and he could just let him have it. That's just how we
You're
are.
Right. You're absolutely right.
And that's a crime shame, but that type of mentality is what has kept us apart and not trusting or working together for the last 300, 400 years, man. It's
right.
the same
You're
type
right.
of mentality.
You're absolutely right. You're right.
Yeah. So I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. But it's gonna be tough because a lot of us in 2020, we still walk around with a slave mentality.
Yes, yes.
And we still
yes.
treat each other like we did on the plantation. You still got
yes.
the house Negro and fear Negro syndrome, and that argument is still going on to this day.
Absolutely right.
So. But hey, we'll try to address that on the next episode of 219 to Talk. Right now, we're getting ready to sign off. We'll start with you, Trainer Ray. We'll let you go ahead and sign off first.
All right. This is Trainer Ray. Thank y'all for joining us tonight at 219 to Talk on this nice, wonderful Thursday night. If y'all need to reach me, you can reach me at Fitness Evolution. 350@yahoo.com or listen to me on Saturdays at noon for an awesome show. Had two great guests last Saturday. Meet me on Saturday
right.
at 12 o'clock noon for Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. And if
yeah,
you need to reach
yeah.
me by phone, you can hit me at 662-497-6807. Y'all have a great evening.
All righty. Mayor B. Mary B.
Hey, y'all, just make sure that you are following. It's me, Mary B. I love talking to you all every Thursday night. Can't wait to continue this conversation, especially I love hearing black men speak about it because I think it's very important. So I can't wait to continue that conversation. But I hope you all have a great night. We'll see y'all this weekend.
All right. We'll be here.
Now
all
we
got
to do is get Trainer Wright to come in town. And guess what? We got a party.
LB, go ahead and sign off, bro.
How's everybody doing? Once again, man, thank you all for tuning in to 219 The Talk. It's always a great time every time we get together. You know we're going to have a party each and every Thursday. Do y'all tune in each and every Thursday. Also, follow Living Springs Community Church. Follow Soaring Like Eagles every week. Thank you all. Love you all. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Well, it's me, JD the Barber. First of all, I want to send a shout out and a prayer to Mary B and LB down there in that 100-degree weather. Y'all get right close to a bag of ice. actress. Yeah, we want to keep y'all cool. I don't want y'all passing out down there. But anyway, like
Amen.
I said, this is JD the Barber. We enjoyed the conversation. As usual, it was very informative and very entertaining. This is JD the Barber signing off. Brand new draws and all. We'll see y'all next week.
219 to talk.